Shavas B'Tamos begins the Bein HaMetzarim, which is the 21 days between Shavas B'Tamos and Tisha B'Av. Bein HaMetzarim, because the pasuk in Megillas Eicha, Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Kol Reitfeh Siguha Bein HaMetzarim, between the borders. And that's why Rashi explains over there, the pasuk is referring to these 21 days. When Noig, during these 21 days, certain dine avelos, because of the tzara of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash that started on the 17th of Tammuz, which was on that day that they broke into the walls of Yerushalayim, and other tzaras that are mentioned in the Gemara and Tainis, and the Mishnah over there on the Chavav Amir Aleph, that was Nimshach until Tisha B'Av, when then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and also other tzaras took place on the day of Tisha B'Av, as the Mishnah says over there. There's the 3 weeks are divided into three parts. There's the 3 weeks, which we have certain dine hadhagas avelos for the Chorban during the 3 weeks. Then we have the 9 days, which is from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. We have there, there's an additional hadhagas of avelos. Then we have Tisha B'Av itself. Tisha B'Av itself is also divided into three parts. There's there's the days from Shabbos Chazoin until Tisha B'Av, which is the Shmur Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, and then there's Erev Tisha B'Av, and then there's Tisha B'Av itself. So that's breaking it down into different groups, and each group has its dinim. The lumdus behind each one is different mahalchim in it, whether it's similar to the din shleishim of avol, din of mesim atul fanav, din of shiva, different dinim, what would be medama to. But those are beginning with the 3 weeks. During the 3 weeks, beginning with Shavas B'Tamos, we have an issur of getting married, haircuts, and also this dinim of bercha shachiyano. When does it start? So that's also a discussion. Does it start the night of Shavas B'Tamos or in the morning, like the Tainos? Mihilchas Tainos, Chazal were Mekel, that you could start in the morning. The Pashtus is that the Dinim begin already at night. Now, one of the Dinim is getting married, which means having a chasna during the 3 weeks. We're doing not to have chasna during 3 weeks. Haircuts includes haircutting, shaving. The Rama brings down that the minig Ashkenaz is not to take a haircut from already Shavas B'Tamos until after Tisha B'Av. By the Sfaradim, there are some Sfaradim that are neg like this, but most of them are neg like the Mechaber, that's only Shavu Shechal B'Av. Rav Shlomi Zalman talks about, let's say you have a Sfaradi Bach who learns in Ashkenaz Yeshiva. So what's his din? So Rav Shlomi Zalman writes that it's mutter for him to take a haircut because everyone knows that there are two men hugging. Therefore, there's no problem of this is going. The Mechaber brings down that by a beard, a mustache, says if the mustache is blocking one from being able to eat, so then it'll be mutter to trim it. It'll be mutter to trim it. Until Shvu Shechal B'Av, which the chara, the heter, is not limited to just to not being able to eat, but not again uncomfortable. That's part of it. It's part of it is to be uncomfortable during these days, and just because it's annoying or bothering, that's not enough. But if it's blocking a certain function of yourself, can function normally because of it. So then you would have this heter to shave it or to trim it. For the minig is also not to give children haircuts during these days unless it's a real tzairach. Then we can be make until Shavu Shechal B'Av. The Sama Matir is becoming bar mitzvah during the 3 weeks. Also until Shavu Shechal B'Av, that he could have a haircut, summer makel. Upsherin, right, someone's child, his birthday is, he's becoming 3 years old during these days. So if you could push it off until after the 3 weeks, of course it's better than he should push it off. But if for whatever reason he's makbid, that should be on the day of the birthday, minig, whatever it may be. So there are those that are matter. Women also, we're more makel with, for women, taking haircuts and cutting their hair. What about combing your hair? Right, we find in Hilchos Shabbos that on Shabbos and Yontif, it's asur to comb your hair because of segregation, you can pull out hair. So, and you're right, you have to have a special brush, a soft brush. It's not going to pull out hair. So what about during the 3 weeks? During 3 weeks, even though we pass it not to take haircuts, but it's mutter to comb your hair. The idea of the haircuts is because a haircut is yipo, it gives certain enhancement to the person's looks, makes them look better. Pulling out those 2-3 hairs or those few hairs that come out when you comb your hair, that's not giving him a extra look, a beautiful look. So that's mutter. So that's, so over here it's not included in the Isser of hair cutting. By Bris Mila, we make until Shavu Shechabai for the father of the son, the Avia Ben, the mother, the Mayel, the Sandik. If they would take a haircut or shave, if the Bris was at a different time, so we allow them to also do it. And some people are make even in Shavu Shechabai, those that are a matter for the Baal Bris to take a haircut. And then many places is to talk to me, make it like that. But other places, they're not even till Shvush Chabai. But for Pinyin and Ben, there's no heter. And the Chassam Sefer talks about what's the chil between Pinyin and Ben and a Bris Mila. In Shuvis, or Chaim Kufnun Ches. Chvay Shabbos, popular question. Can we shave the Chvay Shabbos, the haircut, shave? So Mishbrur brings down, it's also even the Chvay Shabbos. It's also even the Chvay Shabbos, and that's the general meaning, that even the Chvay Shabbos. If Moshe talks about in Tshuva, in our Chaim Chedal Sim Kuf Chav, what about a Hefsid Mamay? Over there he wants to be Matir until Shavu Shechabai. In the Tshuva, in Chedek Hei, Sim Kuf Dalet Sif Ois Tes, or they want to be matzah even during Shavu Shechabai. But this is a point which a person has to be honest with himself. Right? People are very quick to ask the question or to come to a conclusion that it's Hefsid Mamayin. So, but many times you don't look so bad. You might even look better with your face beard. And sometimes, right? So it comes up with dating. Right? People ask, "I'm going on a date. Can I shave?" Sometimes the girl might wonder why he's shaving during the 3 weeks. So you're going to ruin your date. But again, everyone knows that you're coming not shaven. So it's you're not going to lose the shidduch because there again. So yeah, but you have to be honest with yourself. If there's a hefsid mamay, so then you're right. So then you have a heter. Then you have a heter. Okay, cutting nails. So we find in Shavu Shechabai, we find that there are those that are noyig to ask for cutting nails dafke Shavu Shechabai, unless it's the Chvayt Shabbos. Chvayt Shabbos is mutter. But until then, it's mutter to cut nails. Yeah, a lot of these dinim are going back to Avol B'Teich Shleishim. Also about haircuts, about for a bar mitzvah. Also, generally, Ashkenazim are noig to aser, but okay. Now Berachas Shachiyanu. So the lashon of the mechaber is Toiv Lizar Miloyim Shachiyanu Bein Mitzarim Al Pri Oyal Malvish Toiv. Toiv. It's a good thing not to say Shachiyanu during Ben HaMetzarim on a new fruit or a new beged. Aval opinion of Ben, Oymev on opinion Ben, you could say. But the Yachmetz HaMitzvah, you shouldn't shouldn't lose the mitzvah. Right, and same thing is, let's say you have a pre that you're not going to be able to find after Tisha B'Av. Now, also you could be mevarech and eat it b'nei mitzarim. Mishmur says that even though a avol is allowed to say shachyanu, there's no issue on an avol saying shachyanu. So why are we being machmir? Because we say shachyanu ki imar v'igyanu lazman hazeh, zman b'nei mitzarim. B'nei Mitzarim is a zman pranius. It's not a good time. Therefore, we don't want the Lashon Mishmur is kimish azman ahu zman pranius. A lot of unfortunate things happen during these weeks. Therefore, ein kedai loim shachyanu l'zman hazeh. We don't want to say shachyanu on this zman. Therefore, if you don't need to eat that new fruit, you don't need to wear that beged, don't do it. Don't do it. Wait to say Shachyar until after Tishba. However, the Magen Avraham brings down from many Paiskim that during Shabbos, on Shabbos during the Bein HaMitzarim, it's mutter to say Shachyar. Al Pida Rizal, one should not say Shachyar even on Shabbos. The Mishmur brings down over there and the Gra, that the Gra is Chaylik. The Gra held also, you shouldn't say Shachyar. But he says it's a chumrah, Yisera, it's a chumrah. And many are fake on this. And therefore, again, if one does not need to say Shachyanu, they'll be able to wait until after Tishba to be able to say the Shachyanu to wear the new baguette or to eat that new fruit. That's what one should do. But if one, for whatever reason, needs to say the Shachyanu, the fruit's not going to last until afterwards, or the baguette, he needs to wear the baguette. So the best thing is to do it on Shabbos. If you can't do it on Shabbos, you can do it even during the weekday. Mishmur brings down an Isha Mu'beres, the lady who's pregnant, is mutal to eat a pri without Shachyanu, v'shemet tis'ava v'yigroim nezik lo, to her or to the vlad. V'chein choy l'gam ke mutal, shaper is poistel et avase, right? It's a good appetizer fruit. So he needs an appetite, see? So you can do it. But again, so he is mashma without Shachyanu, you should say. But the mice, other paiskim say, you shouldn't lose the Shachyanu and say the Shachyanu. Talk about that's been a gaya Shachyanu. Rav Moshe talks about in Er Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Pei, talks about someone bought a new car. And so now when you buy a new Kli. So if it's for your personal enjoyment, for you as an individual, so then you sort of say Shachyanu. But if it's for you and your family, like a car is, I'm not talking about the business car, but the car which is the family car, it's for you and the family, so then normally we say Hatoy V'Ameitiv. Says Rav Moshe that you could say during Bein HaMitzarim, Hatoy V'Ameitiv, you could say. You could say during Bein HaMitzarim. But Enechrami, if it's Shachyanu, Shalom Shachyanu, so then if you could push it off, it's better to be Machmer, or wait until after Tisha B'Av if you can't. Moshe has a tshuva also about a Kala, the Chassan's going with the Kala to buy her ring. So it's exciting. So she wants to say Shachyanu on the ring, and she gets the ring. So he says over there, Chiddush, that she can say Atoy V'Ameitiv because it's exciting for her and for the Chassan. But okay, now another din that we find over here in the Shulchan Aruch is building a house, renovating a house, construction in a house, which is a common child of people. During the summer, it's a time when people want to fix up their houses, they want to renovate it, they want to extend it, they want to do different things. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you should be memayit in maso matin and binyan shel simcha. So what does it mean, maso matin? Maso matin, toisvis is mashma, that you shouldn't do as much business. Right? It says, shenichnas av mematin b'simcha. What simcha is referring to? Toisvis is referring to maso matin, doing business. Don't, what's business? Buying and selling. buying and selling. Shmuel says buying silver, selling silver, things that are exciting to buy and sell that you should try to limit during these days. What you need for parnasa, you need for parnasa. That we're not telling you to take away from your parnasa. But what's more than parnasa, a side hobby that you buy and sell, whatever it may be that your hobby is on, to be memaita, unless you need it for parnasa. Binyan shel simcha. What's a binyan shel simcha? So is so the gather we normally give is if you're building this for living purposes, right? This the house. I'm fixing up the rooms, Pasha, to be able to live in the room. I'm renovating it so that it'll be living for living purposes. So that we're more makel on, especially during the 3 weeks. And during the 9 days, we're more makel on that. But if it's not for living purposes, it's for extra. I want another room to the house so we can have more room. I want to fix the basement, I want to redo something which is not for living purposes. So that already during the 9 days, one should avoid doing. Unless, of course, if you already started beforehand and you didn't realize it's going to go into the 9 days, or you realize it's going to go into the 9 days, but you started already. If we can stop now, we're going to lose the workers, because then they're going to take a new job, and you're not going to get them back. Or they're going to charge you for those days. You may have some money. So then already you may have a heter. But ask a shayla first. Then you may have a heter to do it. Similarly, we find buying new clothing. So until Rosh Chodesh Av, the meaning is not to say shachiyanu. So clothing that you're going to have to say shachiyanu on, that we don't buy and that we don't wear during the 3 weeks. But you can buy new clothing that you do not say shachiyana. Clothing that you don't say shachiyana on, you can buy during the 3 weeks until Rosh Chodesh Av. During the 9 days, even if it's not a chash of a beggar that I'll say shachiyana on, but it's a beggar that I'm excited about, right? Not talking about undergarments, talking about a new shirt, pants. People are excited about getting new shirts and pants and suits and things like that, even if you don't say shachiyana. Also that one should refrain from buying during the 9 days, because as much as possible, again, in different situations, you may have a heter, right? Sometimes people need it, they're going to camp right away, and if they don't get it now, they're not going to have it to bring it back. Whatever the excuse may be, just be honest with yourself. But that's during the 9 days. Sewing a new baguette. If it's, again, if it's a bag which is not chashuv, so just like it's mutter to buy one, so you could buy up until Rosh Chodesh. I mean, you can sew it. Marshall, right, someone asked about getting a custom-made suit, right? It used to be an exciting thing, now it became very, I think that's still exciting. Okay. Fine. You go to the Arab shop for it.
For suits?
Yeah.
Oh, so you get it from like a TC guy.
Okay. So again, if it's an exciting thing to get that suit, to get it measured and to have it sewn during these days, so during the 9 days it would be best not to have it done then. And in general, the Mechaber tells us, the Mechaber writes, Tzarech li zoyer mi yudzayim betamaz atishabav shaloy leilach yichidi midal shoyz ateishoyz. Person shouldn't go alone during these hours and from Shabbos betamaz until Tishabav, because there's what's called ketav meriri. The ketav meriri is a type of shade, a type of mazik. Shailate during these days. So from here we see that exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, Dalet Shai is, Tesh Shai is, on the road, in the city, That's not something that's important to get into those pratim. But what he is saying over here is that during these days there is a certain more of a chance of sakana that a person has to be more careful with what he does. Putting himself even right, obviously to put yourself in a matzav of sakana is us all year round. You know, to put yourself in a matzav of sakana. So we're not talking about putting yourself in a matzav of sakana. Talking about putting yourself in something which is not a matzav sakana, but it could be a sakana. There's a possible sakana to it. So if we can avoid it, we should avoid it. The Mechaber says, you don't hit the Talmidim during these days. Right? The Mishbur says, it's the first in the Medrash, that even with a Ritzua, you should be careful. Ritzua, right? Agabanim, we find that we're more careful about sakana during these days, the possible sakana. So it's more of a yeshli tzarchli zar. So right, all these different questions that come up: is there an issa to fly in a plane? Is there issa to cross the street? Is there issa to drive a car? Is there issa? There's no issa, but tzarchli zar. We have to make extra zihira. So therefore, if a person has a choice to do it now or to do it after Tisha B'Av, Avada would make sense to do after Tisha B'Av. But if the person api cheshmen, there's a cheshmen that this is the best time to do it, so then it's okay to do it. Right? So that's basically going to be the rule. That make a cheshmen. How important is it to put yourself in this matzav now during the 9 days and not wait until after Tisha B'Av? There are people that are nagged during the 9 days or even during the 3 weeks that to say Tigger Chatzos, the Chofetz Chaim, his brother in Kisrei Chofetz Chaim, his son writes that he didn't see his father doing Tigger Chatzos except from Shiva Asa B'Tamos until Tisha B'Av. He would say Tigger Chatzos during the day alone in the Beis Knesses. But the idea of Tikkun Chatzos is not just sitting on the floor with some sack or ashes and saying the words. That's not the part of Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah. It's not a matter of just saying the words. It's the feeling Shabbat. It's the feeling of the Chorban. Feeling the Chorban. Which I think is a very important idea that we have to, before we continue with halachas, we have to take into cheshbon that many of the following halachas that we're going to discuss about the 9 days, we tend to find kulas to be makel, and they could be they're good kulas and real kulas. We're honest with ourselves; we have kulas, but at the same time, there is a spirit of the day that we're supposed to be feeling, and that is that lemaisa. We're missing the Beis Hamikdash. The Maisa, we're in Golos. And the connection that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have, right? Take a look at the tzaris that are mentioned in the Mishnah by Shiva Sabatamos. It's Batal Karban HaTamid. The Tamid was what connected us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechem Ishel Hashem. Lechem is the Lashon of welding. Leichem, when you weld two things together, right? Karbanis in general, we lost karbanis. You said that in Slichas and Shavas B'Tamis that we lost the oil of Zevach. Because karbanis in general, we did a chet that's merachik us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karbanis brought us back with makrav ourselves, would be mashpia ourselves completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mechaber ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving over ourselves through the karban. Zrika Saddam, Smicha, all that, the Ramban is beginning by Yikra, etc. Batal Tamid, you have Nishtabra Luchais. The Luchais were called in by Eliezer and Rifkat, the Chneish Tzmidim is because the Luchais are Tzmudais. Tzmudais is Tzamud, is attached, Chibar. the Luchai is what attaches us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Luchai. The Hem Itzelem Behecha. How is it possible that they could put a Tzelem in the Hecha? Only because we lost our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the place. That once the Tamer was battle, look at Rashi. Rashi says it happened all on the same day. Tamer was battle, same day they put the Tzelem in the Hecha. Hufka, the city was surrounded already. There's the points that we suffered from. Now, the emes is, it's hard to feel that pain. It's hard to feel that pain. So what we could feel is that the pain, that we don't feel the pain, right? That is the famous chassid, the famous yaivitz. I think it's the yaivitz. The yaivitz said that what we have to, our avelos is that we don't even feel the avelos. So comfortable in galus. Okay, we have tzaris. No. I can live with the tzaris. I'm fine with it. I don't need something better. That itself is something that we should be misabel. Why don't I feel like I need something better? At least we should think about that. Even if we can't get to the other point. So therefore, I think even if we find that teirim for the isurim, for the minhagim avelos, at the same time, we should really keep in mind that there is something about these days. And that was the idea that, again, those people said Tikkun Chatzos, they were able to relate to it through Tikkun Chatzos, through different, some people learn Masechta Tamid during these days, to get a feeling of the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, what took place, just to connect somewhat with what the spirit of the days is. So this week is Shabbos Mevarchim. Shabbos Mevarchim, the meaning is that we call out Menachem Av. Even though the Emes and Shtarais, we write Av. Shtarais write Av. But the name of the month, right, the name of the month, like we find in Mishnayis, always says Av. Right, what's Menachem? Menachem is a tefillah. Menachem Av. The tefillah. We're davening for the nechama of Av. The Chasam Sofer actually learns that there's two parts to the month. There's Av and there's Menachem Av. There's two parts to the month. But that's Menachem Av. So when you say Menachem Av, have in mind you mean mispalo that this month should taka be a nechama. Nechama means a change. A change. There should be a regret, a turnabout. Turn about from what the month was until now to that the month should change from Yogin to Simcha to Sasin and from Abel to Sasin and all that. We should be able to have a good Chaydish. That's the Tefillah Menachem Av. Okay, Mi'at Hashem will continue Sunday with more Din and then Negeya to the 9 days. And Tisha B'Av, and if we do have time, maybe we'll go also into the Siman, which comes along with it, about different things we do as a Zeicha for the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, in order to remember the Zeicha of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.